Excuse me. Excuse me. Do you have a moment? I'd like to speak with you. No, no. Please don't be alarmed. You've done absolutely nothing wrong. I just wanted to have a quick chat with you, if that's okay. Wonderful. Come with me. We can find a more secluded area where we can have a more relaxed and private conversation. Please, come in and make yourself comfortable. This is a quiet area where we can talk openly without any interruptions. Would you like something to drink or eat? We have coffee, tea, and cookies. No? Okay, so please, sit down with me so we can have a quick little chat. Please, there's absolutely no need to feel tense. I'm just here to have a friendly conversation with you. I assure you, nothing bad is going to happen. We can just talk and relax, okay? I'm curious to know how long you've been involved with church activities. Is this something you've been doing for years, or is this a new experience for you? Is religion a daily part of your life, or is it something you engage in, you know, on the occasion? No, please don't be embarrassed. I completely understand that it's common for people to question their faith as they get older. Growing up in a religious family undoubtedly shaped your early beliefs, but it's perfectly normal to have your own journey of discovery and self-reflection. What about me? Well, I've been raised in a deeply religious household, and faith has always been a central part of my life. My family was devoted to their faith, but they never imposed it on others. As I grew older, I felt a profound calling to serve God. It was as if He was speaking directly to me. And I believe that is my purpose, to guide others and share the love of God. Oh, so it was your friend who brought you here today. Well, he's a good friend to have. I'm glad you decided to come. So, what did you think of the sermon today? I know our priests can sometimes get a bit carried away and make the service a little longer than planned. But he's a fantastic person with a wealth of knowledge about the Bible. His sermons are always thought-provoking and inspiring. Yes, definitely. He's extremely charismatic and has a great sense of humor. He just knows when to lighten the mood with a joke. If you like, I can arrange a casual meeting for you two. Just a simple chat, no formalities. I'm sure you enjoy getting to know him better. Maybe you can take a walk around town or grab a coffee. He's a very approachable person, and I think you two will hit it off. No, don't worry about it. It wouldn't be any trouble at all. I'm sure you two would get along great. Yes, you are absolutely right. I've been a bit hesitant to bring up the main reason for this meeting. It's a complicated topic, and I wanted to get to know you better before I approached it. I hope you understand my hesitation and forgive me for not being more direct. Tell me, honestly, do you believe in God? Okay, that's good. Very good. Do you believe that our omnipotent God, with His divine power, uses His chosen ones to accomplish His will and guide His faithful followers? That's good. The reason I'm asking is this. During the service, while our priest was giving his sermon, I had a powerful feeling that God was speaking to me. He showed me a vision of a man who was present in the congregation and told me I needed to help him. Something dark and old seems to be controlling him. Do you know who I'm referring to? That's right. You. God inspired me to reach out to you. He showed me you and revealed that you need help. Something negative seems to be affecting you. but I want to offer you my assistance. If you're willing, I'll do everything I can to help you overcome this challenge. Please, give me your hand. Oh, no, no, you're trembling. But there's nothing to fear. Look at me closely, into my eyes. No matter what darkness may be upon you, with the grace of our Lord, we shall dispel it. Do you trust me? Do you trust the divine bond I share with the Holy Spirit? Do you believe that God watches over his beloved children and will protect you from harm? It's all right, my dear. It's all right. Our Lord never abandons his beloved children. Shh. Shh. He's always watching over us. Even when we think everything is going wrong, he is always there with his mighty and wise hand, guiding and blessing us. Sometimes he allows us to go through certain trials, but everything has its purpose, its reason for being, don't you think? In the end, it'll all be for our good and growth. He just wants us to be the best versions of ourselves. Would you allow me? Please allow me to use my connection with our Almighty God to help you overcome this evil that is trying to take hold of you. Allow the divine power to work through you and to heal you. I believe with God's help, we can conquer this together. You don't have to worry, my dear. With God's grace, we'll overcome this together. I promise, I'm here for you. There's no need to be agitated. It's just a gentle massage on your thigh. Our Almighty God has shown me what to do, how to free you from this evil that's trying to take hold of you. Trust me, okay? That's right. That's right. Relax for me. Let go of any tension. Feel my fingertips gently pressing into your thigh. Let the warmth of my touch soothe your muscles and calm your mind. I can feel your bulge growing at this point. You must have already noticed what I'm going to do. Let me kneel here before you. If I should be doing this, well, as a nun, I question whether it's appropriate for me to be doing this. However, when God, our Lord, places a mission on my heart, it becomes my absolute duty to fulfill it, no matter what it is, no matter how far, or in this case, unusual it may be. I believe this is a divine calling, and I must follow it. Look at me. Leave it all to me, okay? Let me take off your pants. There. Oh. My. No, no, nothing's wrong. Well, it's just that you're one of the blessed of the Lord. My dear God, following your divine will, forgive your humble servant for their sin I'm about to commit. Oh my. My hand doesn't close around it. It's too thick. It's so big and majestic. Oh, dear Lord. No, no. Focus. You have work to do, but it's so beautiful. feeling it under my hand is making me feel things so big, wonderful, and a perfect shaft. What? I'm enjoying this too much? No, I'm not enjoying this. I'm simply obeying the Lord's command. All of this. Licking the head of your... It's just to help you. Get rid of the evil touch. That's right. It's my duty. It's one of his chosen ones. This is my mission. It's what the Lord commands me to do. And as a good servant, I obey. Too big. But the Lord is counting on me. Oh, dear Lord, it's too big. But I must endure. Oh, this is nothing compared to what our Savior went through. Are you close? Release your all. Let the evil leave your body. Oh, my face. Oh, you came on my face. It's so much cum. It's so warm and sticky. Oh. But the Holy Spirit is telling me the evil is still in you. I know you must be feeling sensitive. But you must endure this trial. Be strong. Like a good follower of the word of our Lord. A heart again. No matter the challenge, God is always with love. Kindness. To be the best we can be. And helping others. To the holy light. It's our purpose as bearers of the word. Oh my God. I could feel so much cum being spurt while your cock was throbbing down my throat. That is my calling. As a servant of the divine word, to guide his precious children into the radiant light of God. Was this sufficient? Oh, no. This is merely the first step. The Lord is revealing to me that evil is persistent and resists the divine light. I'll need you to return for the next sermon, all right? Don't fret. All will be well. The Lord never abandons his beloved children. Go now, my child. And may you find peace in the Lord. May his love surround you and guide you. I look forward to seeing you at the next gathering where we can continue our journey together. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive me, your loyal follower, for I have sinned.